The clock is ticking, and it has slowly become dark. The colors of the sky change slowly. The glow of the sky has changed as well. Now the blue has disappeared. The palette has changed, now to red, pink, golden yellow. The branches of the tree moved back and forth, and the leaves move with them. The last light hit the trees, making it appear true they were sparkling. Behind them, the water ripples, gently moving. The water was traveling to find the deepest point on this earth. Slowly, the sun had slipped behind the horizon, while the clouds have moved to make a way for darkness, the dark night. All this while the birds sing their last song and the wind was falling through the branches. The stars were in heaven. They sparkled, like they had done for years. Some may not exist anymore. The last ray from the light of their existence shine into my eyes, penetrating my cornea, through the pupil, directly on my retina. Meanwhile, the cigarette is smoldering in the ashtray. The light of the lamp shine in his dark hair, in his deep brown eyes. The burning of the dark candle burning on the table. I see his Adam's apple moving while taking a sip of the red wine. The taste is round and velvety. A drop of wine lingers on his lips. Ash from my cigarette falls onto the ground. As it falls, dust comes off, and as it soon it hits the floor, it dissipates. The room fills with smoke. A little haze forms between the surrounding lights, which causes them to lose their strength and cast the room into a soft focus. In the background, the TV bounces light off the bottle of wine, lighting the gold lettering on the label. The room filled with his sound. It didn't matter. It was an ambience. His chest moved up and down, and the fold in his shirt moved along with it. It was mesmerizing. In the detail, the light and shadow reminded me of the desert, a place that's always changing. Every grain of sand moving, everlasting. The land, like life, ever changing. Just 10 minutes had passed and we moved. 278 and 333 kilometers. Cells in my body died, and some were reborn. And my heart beat roughly 700 times. My blood pumped 1.8 kilometers through my body, and a hair fell out of my head. I breathe in. And I breathe out, captivated in this moment, hoping it would last so much longer. But the clock kept ticking, a part of tomorrow's memory.